Hello, my name is Halima Shakur. I'm an associate professor here at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. I co-direct a clinical trials unit. I'm involved in clinical trials of major hemorrhage conditions through collaboration with doctors all over the world. Hemorrhaging is the major cause of death among young men from trauma and among young women from postpartum hemorrhage. So it's a big killer of young people in the world. Our interest many, many years ago was in finding treatments to save young men from dying from injuries and bleeding to death from their injuries. And we developed a treatment. We found a treatment called tranexamic acid, which was shown to save lives. If you gave someone who had a stab wound or a road traffic crash and they were bleeding to death, this drug, it could reduce their risk of dying by about 30%, but you only had about 3 hours in which to treat them. After 3 hours, the treatment was no good.
And I guess, would you be able to just give a very brief outline of hemorrhage, like the kind of biology of it, and then how this drug works?
When we injure ourselves, what happens is that you have lots of cells rushing to the point of bleeding. So imagine if you've cut yourself and you start to bleed. And after a little while, you get a little hard, knobbly bit over the site where it's been bleeding. And what that is all the blood cells being trapped in a mesh. And the mesh is made out of something called fibrin. And this holds it together to form a clot. And as you heal, that clot will break down and things will get back to normal. However, when you have a major bleed, as your body is trying to form a clot by laying down these fibrin strands, at the same time you have something else happening, which is the body trying to break down the clot. So at the time when you need your clot to be forming, you have this problem where the body is breaking down the clot. So if you can give something that can stabilize the clot by keeping the fibrin strands in place, that would be a really good thing. And that's what tranexamic acid does.
So you've now moved on to using this acid treatment in women and particularly postpartum hemorrhage to treat that.
Yes. Many years ago when we were doing the CRASH II trial, which was in tranexamic acid in trauma, doctors in Nigeria who were seeing women in the emergency departments said, we have a problem here. You're doing a trial in young men primarily who get injured from being in fights, in road traffic crashes, etc. But we see all these young women coming into our emergency departments, having given birth at home and bleeding out. So they're dying from bleeding in front of us. So why aren't you testing that same treatment in women who are also bleeding to death after giving birth? The current statistics say that about 100,000 women die every year from this postpartum hemorrhage. After a while discussing it with doctors in Nigeria especially, we realized that bleeding is similar in the two conditions. But when a woman is pregnant, she's also at very high risk of clotting because her body is prepared to give birth and because bleeding is natural after giving birth. So if you give something to stabilize the clot, you might be doing more harm than good. So the best thing to do was to trial this treatment in women who were bleeding after giving birth to make sure if you just give it to them, you're not doing more harm than good. So we started a trial way back in 2010. And since then, we have recruited over 20,000 women in 21 countries and about nearly 200 hospitals.
Where really is kind of postpartum hemorrhage a problem? Which regions of the world are more affected?
Women all over the world bleed after giving birth, and about 5 to 10% of women will go on to get really excessive bleeding. And this excessive bleeding is what we call postpartum hemorrhage. The good thing is, in countries like the UK and European countries, because we're fitter, we're healthier, we get looked after during pregnancy. So when we go into pregnancy and delivery, we're much healthier. So if we bleed, you stand a better chance of surviving. Whereas women in low and middle income countries, many, many times they don't have access to antenatal care. They don't have access to things like iron to treat anemia. They have huge families, so they might go from one pregnancy to the next without having recovered from the previous pregnancy. So in general, women are entering pregnancies and delivery in a poorer physical state many times, especially in the middle and lower income countries. So if they start to bleed, immediately their chances of survival is less than ours.
Are the 21 countries across all continents then and regions?
Yes, the 21 countries involved include countries in Asia, Africa, one from South America, and the only one in Europe is the United Kingdom. So we have countries from different regions of the world. The only area of the world that wasn't represented is North America.
And what really does the trial involve then? So you've got almost 20,000 women. How are you testing the effect of the acid?
In the trial, we made sure women got all the treatments their doctor believed they should get. And additionally, we randomly, which is like a tossing a coin, decided which some women will get the tranexamic acid and some will get a dummy drug, a placebo. We didn't know in advance which woman was going to get which treatment, nor did the doctors looking after the women. Even the women themselves didn't know what they were going to get. So it was all done in a blinded way, so nobody knew who was getting what. And only at the very end of the trial, we took the code and looked at the data of each woman to see what they got and what their outcome was.
So has the trial ended?
The trial has now finished recruitment and we're in the process of analysing the data. The information that we have right now is that of the 20,060 women that were recruited, it was really surprising to us that the majority of women delivered in hospital. There's always this concern that many, many women give birth in the community, and that's where most of the deaths from postpartum hemorrhage happens. But in our trial, about 80% of women, over 80% in fact, gave birth in hospital. What we're hoping for is that we might see a similar effect as we did in the trauma trial, where we saw a benefit of about 30% reduction in mortality in patients who receive tranexamic acid for trauma. So if we see a similar effect in the woman trial, that would be absolutely fantastic.
So if you do achieve 30%, is that going to then be your figure to then be able to argue that this should be incorporated into some kind of guidelines or come into use?
If we see a benefit, and we obviously have to get the results first, then definitely we really would want the results to be taken up by all agencies with responsibility for looking after pregnant women to make sure that women benefit immediately from the results.
And is it, I guess, something that's feasible and affordable to adopt, I guess, in a range of settings?
Yes, tranexamic acid is a really, really old drug. It's been around for over 50 years. So it's off patent now. And in the UK, for example, the cost for a dose of tranexamic acid is about £2 to £3. It's cheaper in other countries. For example, there are companies in Pakistan and other middle-income countries that produce the drug, and it's cheaper there. So I'm sure that if you could save a woman's life for £2 to £3, it will be worth it.